This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek, and I am coming to you this morning from live from the Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks, at the Oaks, and just outside and just north of Philadelphia. And this is episode 726 of the Horses in the Morning Show, brought to you today by the Horse Radio Network for August the 19th. Good morning, everybody. I have Helena B. here with me, co-host of the Stable Scoop Show and really co-founder of the Horse Radio Network. Good morning, Helena.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Horse World.
It's so fun to be here with you. I got to see you in person this weekend and hang out. It's been a joy.
Yeah, you've been busting my chops since I got here.
Helena and I have this brother-sister relationship, so it's a lot of fun. Hey, look who's sitting in here in breeches. By the way, yes, it has happened. The Pretty Fits girls have gotten me in breeches. I am now wearing them. Proof. Tell everybody I am in breeches.
He's in his underwear. No, he's in breeches, actually. And you know what? They look really good. He's in a pretty styling pair of full seats, Fits full seats, that are this lovely soft gray
color.
They
have the separated leather butt. I now have a separated butt.
Separated leather butt. No, they look really good. I was surprised.
Actually, I was kind of surprised that they looked half decent, because guys in breeches look terrible.
No, they fit you well. Actually, they fit you really
well.
Yeah,
that's saying that they're women's breeches, Helena. So they didn't have
well.
Men's.
They fit you well.
Yeah. I like what Sissy said this morning. We'll introduce her now. The co-host of your new show coming up. Introduce her.
Yes. Sister Finn, I call her. Sissy Finn. She is my other half. She's my partner in crime. And our new venture is Chasing a Fox in a Little Black Dress. It's a style guide for fox hunters and their friends, right?
So excited to hang out with my friends at Ada. Yeah.
And a new show coming up here very shortly.
Yes, very shortly. Network. As soon as we come back from Ada, we're going to start our production and... We're here to find some things to talk about and see what's new, especially for fox hunters. Not that, you know, fox hunters are living on the edge or anything fashion-wise. But that's our job. We're here to help them out.
There's a lot of good stuff here, so
yeah,
we're excited.
There's a lot of good stuff.
A lot of stuff to talk about.
And it's going to be a twice-a-month show called Chasing a Fox.
And Sissy's our style expert, so tell them what you're going to bring to the show in terms of our hunt attire.
Well, I think we're going to make it a little more modern and fun, and we're going to help outfit people correctly out in the field, because that doesn't always happen. So we're going to bring back that real tradition of going out there and being respectful of the sport. So that's what we're all about.
And I know, too, just judging by what I've heard, you'll be talking, you know, not just about style, but about fox hunting and other things involved in the sport as well, because it is a fun sport.
It is, of course. And you know what? The fox hunting community is very tight-knit, so everybody's always willing to pitch in and talk and tell stories. It's
yeah,
like giving
there's
birth.
A lot of stories from fox hunting.
Yeah. Well,
oh, no.
Hunt, it's like giving birth. You want to come back and tell the story.
There's no alcohol
around.
Involved in fox hunting.
Oh, no. Never.
We put apple juice in our flask.
Of course we do.
Jennifer did used to put lemonade in hers. She put lemonade in hers. Well, let's talk a little bit about the show. We are here thanks to Hopper Expositions, and thanks to Kent and Ginger. You can find them at hopperexpos.com. They have invited us to come, for almost 5 years now, I think, since we started.
Since we started, yeah.
Yeah, so just about 5 years we've been coming twice a year to this expo, and it's put on by the American Equestrian Trade Association, which is the association for the wholesalers and retailers in this industry. And they're the one. This expo is meant to bring the wholesalers and manufacturers of products together with the stores, the tack shops, and the online stores, so that they know what to buy and what's coming out and what's new for the next season. And coming up, this show is about what's coming out at Christmas time and into the spring. And then our next show in January is, again, about the summer. So we looked at some items here for Christmas. and some gifty items. We have a variety of guests coming up on the show today. We have like 8 different guests, and we're going to be talking about a whole wide range of things, as we always do here at Ada. But first, I want to ask you guys, you were wandering around the floor for the last 2 days. What did you see that was fun and new and exciting, Sissy? Other than me in my stylish breeches.
That match your sneakers so well. My goodness. The color coordination is just
I am
blinding.
Setting trends here at Ada.
Oh, Lord.
By the way, there are pictures on Facebook already because front and back, if you want to see them.
They didn't censor them?
No.
Oh, that's fabulous. What did we find on the floor? We found so much. One of the things that we found that we really like is a company called EquiSafety. And what they have are jackets and vests that have messages on the back for the folks that don't really know about what to do around a horse. For example, these great pink jackets say, please pass wide and slow. Because as we know, those of us that ride on the road, most people don't know that you slow down. They beep the horn.
Yeah. They get closer.
They go faster. Yeah.
They're especially appropriate if you ride a draft horse.
Exactly. Exactly.
I would like, actually, I'm going to talk to them and see if they will have a jacket that says, trucks, please, no air brakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
had me in the next county once or twice. Yeah. But yeah, they're a really good company. And they make great, they make pink, like Hunter orange, and
a really funky green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like the pink.
These are hugely, hugely popular in England.
Oh, really?
Yes. They are hugely popular. They started there. And just about everybody you see riding over there in pictures now has these on.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very popular. Because they do a lot of road riding over there.
Right, right.
And we are being forced, as we don't have as much land as we used to, we're being forced to ride on the roads a lot more. Jennifer rides along the roads. And she got a vest yesterday because of that.
Oh. And because the trail systems are not so connected anymore.
Right.
And landowners, there's, you know, people are moving. And properties are changing hands, so you do have to at least go down the road a little bit to get from one trailhead to the next.
Heck, that's something you're going to be talking about in your show, because land conservation and having the land to go fox hunting is a huge issue right now.
It's a huge problem. Yeah, it is. So that was my first favorite thing.
All right.
And I think that my second favorite thing was the Dinero Boot Company.
Oh, yummy.
An Italian boot company that is just so luxurious and yummy.
And well made.
And well made, yes.
Would they look good with my breeches?
They would look fabulous with your breeches. And, you know, they even have some with sparkles on them. If
oh,
you need
that'd be
sparkles.
Perfect.
Well, did they? I think they even had a. I'm touching him.
Oh, she's touching me. Wow, I'm going to wear breeches more often.
Should I leave the room?
Well, I think they have a boot that, in a color, the leathers, the dyes that they used are really nice. Like, they had a gorgeous blue boot.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Blue field.
They're doing
blue.
Colors now, huh?
But they're not tacky. You know, sometimes you can get carried away when you, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right, that's true.
And they can, and they should, because they have really great taste.
Right.
I mean, and there'd be a pair of boots that would match your breeches.
Now, what's, you know, everybody knows that, you know, we all wear tall boots for different things and different disciplines, and fox hunters, of course. What's a pair of boots like that run? I mean, retail. Are we looking at $600-$700?
Yeah. Dinero, that's about the price point.
Yeah.
I mean, you could.
They're made
to
spend
anything
a lot more, right?
Want.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
can,
yeah, yeah.
They're made to measure boots, so you're getting a custom boot for a very good price. I mean, some of the other big boot manufacturers that are coming out of countries that aren't necessarily known for their quality in boot making, they're selling boots at those price points. These boots are by far. Quality, superior quality.
And the girl was bubbly as all get out.
Oh, shit. Yeah. We love Tiffany Moon. She was great.
Was that her last name?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
She had no trouble at all in high school.
No, she's really cute, too.
She is really cute. Yeah, we were so excited to meet them. And the boot company's owners were here as well. Straight from Italy, and she is not only their...
I heard them talking. I don't think they speak a word of English.
No, they don't. I was going to say she's not only their manager, but she's also their interpreter. Their translator, exactly.
Although they could say anything they want to me in Italian, and I would just say, sure. Sure.
Oh, my gosh. But another thing that we really liked when we were walking around was we went by the Charles Owen booth. And oh my God, they have a new helmet coming out that you're going to have to come to the Chasing a Fox site to see. But I might sell one of my children to get one. I was so excited. I actually stopped Helena in her tracks to go back, and we put it right on. So anyway.
Yeah, that's a hunt helmet. It looks like your traditional hunt helmet.
We're not saying. Yeah. We're not saying.
All right.
They got a lot of stuff going on, but this one in particular.
They always have one of the neatest booths, too, over there at Charles Owen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they really know their product. Let's put it this way. Of course, they know their product, but they do a really good job of articulating the benefits of their product. I am personally a Charles Owen fan. I wear one. I have an Air 8 that I love, primarily because it is so light, you forget it's on your head. So it never interferes with your riding. It's just so not a distraction. Obviously, you got the protection and style, but that's my favorite thing about the Charles Owen line is that they're just super comfortable.
And Roy, who owns Charles Owen, has been on the show a number of times, on the network a number of times, and he truly is one of the most educated people when it comes to helmet and head safety there is out there. He really helps set the standards for safety.
That's and fabulous. He does a great job of training his staff. Like the entire Charles Owen staff does a great job of just explaining what they have to offer and what your needs are.
Right, so exactly.
We're looking forward to that.
I'll tell you another little ditty that I found that I loved. But actually, you guys already know about it. JoJo's socks.
Yes, JoJo. She's been on the show a number of times, and she started a couple of years ago, and we highlighted her here at Ada, actually.
Oh, really?
And she is bubbly and fun, and you'll get the biggest hug ever once you get to know her every time you go by the booth.
Well, they're so fabulous. Yesterday, we had a little bit of what we called a sock emergency. Dinero Boots was coming over for an interview, and we wanted to try their boots on, but we had no socks.
In the worst way.
So we went to the JoJo booth and said, we have a sock emergency, and of course they hooked us right up. And the socks were so yummy when we put them on our feet. we're not giving them back.
I have a pair of their paddock boot socks, which Grace steals from me all the time because they're awesome. In fact, she's wearing a pair right now. But the ones that we tried yesterday, I didn't know about, but they're called bamboots. And they're made out of bamboo. And I was like, oh, what's bamboo, shmamboo, how great can they be? I put these things on. And I wanted to wear every, tall boot that De Niro makes. Let's keep trying them on. They're really nice. We're going to feature them on Chasing a Fox. I think they're worthy of... I think they'd be great under fox hunter's boots, tall
boots.
Absolutely. They're super comfortable. So I think we'll do an entire feature on them. But keep an eye out for their tall boot socks. It's called Bamboots.
Yeah, those were great. Let's see. What else did we like? Tucker Tweed. Tucker Tweed. These gals make wonderful leather pocketbooks, and they have embossed.
Are they the wild women we had dinner with last night?
Actually, they are.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they are. They're lovely. Jill Tweedy, and they came out with a line, I think, a few years ago, and it started out with a show jumper embossed on it, and then she moved on to, she's got a dressage one, she just came out with a fox hunting one. Was there another one, Helena?
They have their logo, which is really
too. Yes.
Which is it's a very handsome
These
logo.
These are purses, leather purses.
Leather purses, yes.
Yeah.
And they come with
and
a long handle, short handle, big bags, little bags. They have Apple covers.
Yeah, iPad covers.
iPad covers and wallets, things like that. We were really excited to meet them and check out their stuff. Because it's hard to get a good purse that's stylish with horsey stuff on it. So
yeah,
we were excited.
There's a lot of cheesy stuff out there. This is definitely not cheesy.
And I guess the last thing that we saw that we were really excited about was we stopped by the Fleece Works booth.
Judy!
And they have lovely stuff. But this year she's come out with something called the Field Hunter. And they came out with a new material, Therawool. Maybe Helena can explain that a little
better. Yeah, she's going back to wool, which, like a straight wool, she obviously has a proprietary blend that makes Fleece Works amazing. But it offers the same amazing properties that the sheepskin does. It's actually a little bit more flexible.
Mm-hmm.
You have, especially if you like real close contact in your pads. I liked that this wool was, it just provided you with a closer contact than some of the sheepskin pads. But what's nice about the Field Hunter, and I love that she put a Field Hunter in there, because people forget the fox hunters, you know? So this has the roll around the front. It's a nice thick roll, so
your saddle
obviously your
staple.
Breastplate can do its job,
yeah.
And your saddle stays nice and, centered over the pad. And she's got a couple of different styles, too. Again, it's for what your preference is, whether or not you want a lot of material under your leg, under the pad, the half pads. She's got everything. But this was the TheraWool. Yeah, FleeceWorks TheraWool.
I'll put in a plug, too. She has come out now with her first Western pad she has over there that's coming to the market here in the next couple of months. And it's the first sheepskin Western pad that she's come out with. And it's very high tech. It is cool. So I think that the Western riders will be taking a liking to that as well. So that's all FleeceWorks. And, of course, she's a sponsor of ours and been a sponsor for a long time. We really appreciate Judy.
Yes.
And you sit on her pad. I mean, she gave you the sheepskin pads. You and Jamie each had one, and Jamie sits on it every morning for the show. And
no, I don't have it. I didn't.
Oh, you didn't get it? Oh, Jennifer got it. Jennifer's the one that sits on it. Yes. You need to get one.
No. I bought one retail. That's how much I love these pads. I work in this industry, and I went out and I bought one retail, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
Those are good pads, but there's a lot of pads at this show.
Yeah, there is.
And yes. I really want to talk about what you experienced yesterday, Helena.
Oh.
Because there is this booth that has a horse.
Oh, yes.
In it. You rode it, too.
We posted a picture of Jennifer riding this $60,000 mechanical horse. Tell us, Helena, I mean, this horse, this is the most technologically advanced fake horse ever.
To even do flying lead changes.
It's
crazy. It's
amazing.
Yeah. This is an Olympic horse. This is what it must be like to ride an Olympic horse. Just balanced and straight. And
but it takes
trained.
All your cues, this fake horse.
It takes all its cues, yeah. So it's a full-size, life-size horse. And it moves. It walks. It trots. It canters. It does flying lead changes.
Jennifer got it to run away with her.
Yeah. <That's right.
laughs> Jennifer got it to bolt. So it does. It has these sensors down by your lower leg so you can give it cues. And the idea was it's actually in the Toklat booth. And there's a line of pads, super high-tech pads, called the Matrix.
Right.
And they're designed by, this amazing science geek who I absolutely love and would love to sit in a room with her for, 5 hours and pick her brain. But the purpose of the horse was so that you could sit and ride with the pad and then ride without the pad and see the difference in the shock absorption between what the pad does in terms of creating rider stability. So I rode with the pad and I was like, I'm a great rider. This is awesome. Look at how quiet my leg is. My feet's really good. And then they made me get off and they took the pad away from me.
And she was a hot mess.
Do you ever run away too?
No, I'm kidding. She wasn't.
Does that one buck, by the way?
Even that horse knew she had a hot
seat. I can make the fake Olympic kind of horse buck. But no, so it was really, really, really interesting to feel the difference between how much stability a pad provides the rider versus without the pad. And so I think for that alone, it was worth it for them to bring this $60,000 horse.
I know.
Well, Sissy, if you'll hang around, we have to get to our first guest here. But hang around. We might have you jump in at some point here. But we're going to bring... But first, we have a drawing to do. We're doing three drawings today. We have the wheel with us. We have the wheel from the Wheel of Trivia with us. And we're giving away advertising to some of the vendors or retailers here. They've all put cards in a basket. And we are going to let Gracie, who is Helena's beautiful daughter, who I absolutely love spending the weekend with. Hi, Gracie. She got all kinds of swag and booty this weekend. She really did well. She is going to pick a card, and then we're going to spin the wheel to see how much in free advertising they win. So let's see if you could hand that to your mom, Grace, and let your mom say who it is.
All right. This is Texas Haynet.
Oh, yeah.
Leslie Davis, and she has the round bale.
She wore a great hat, a Kentucky Derby hat, to the party last night with the round bale on it. So this is Texas Haynet. We're going to have Gracie spin. Give it a big spin there, Gracie. We'll see how much. We got prizes anywhere from $100 in advertising up to $1,000 on the wheel. She really spins it. She spins it. She's going to be good at the roulette table. Here we go. Okay, it's $150 in free advertising for Texas Haynet. Good job, Gracie. Yay! And now we have our next guest coming up here, our first guest, actually, of the day coming up here. And now we have Claire, who is here from... Claire Smith, who is here from Omega Alpha Equine. And, of course, Omega Alpha is the title sponsor for Mondays on Horses in the Morning since day one. since we started this show. Omega Alpha has been with us, and we certainly appreciate everybody at Omega Alpha and Dr. Chang for the support. But Claire is also the one that Jennifer deals with all the time. And we discovered... Yeah, she's Jennifer's helper in wrangling Dr. Chang and making sure he stays on topic, which isn't easy because he's like me, is ADD. So now tell us, Jennifer, we were over at your booth yesterday, and we've talked about a lot of the Omega Alpha products here on the show.
Yes.
But there's one that we have not talked about. We didn't even know you had, so that's how much we pay attention. Tell us about this particular product, the liniment.
Okay, well, the product is called Teta. That's T-E-T-D-A. It's a natural liniment. So it's basically a liniment. You would use that on strains or sprains. And some people will use it, they will soak bandages in it, wrap it around the hooves for if they're dealing with laminitis or anything like that. So there's actually a little film clip on our Facebook that shows someone actually doing that and giving, you know, showing their procedure on how they use it, so it's a liquid, and you spray it on, or like I said, they will soak bandages in it,
or rub it in, yeah,
and or rub it in. So
a lot of people use it when they're massaging their horses. They'll actually put it on their hands.
Yes, and of course, like we've always said, our products are all human grade, so we actually will use it as well, and humans can use it. We have it bottled in a same kind of formula for humans that can use it as well. We had it in our sort of a sports line as well. We have it a Teta gel in the human line. So it's. I don't know what else to tell you. We do have sample sizes that we can actually send out to people. So, you know, little spray bottles that people can use. So, yeah, it's a good product.
I like the idea of soaking bandages in it. And yeah. It sounds actually like I want to soak my feet.
That might be a good idea.
After 3 days of walking on this concrete, you might want to.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's just say we used it in that way. You can take your regular standing wrap and sort of soak it in this. And then how long would you leave it on to actually be effective?
Well, now we're getting into the scientific area that I'm not fully versed in, and I think it depends, because if you're using it to bring inflammation down and to help with the healing of the bruising and to relax and to ease that pain, mm-hmm. which is what you would do, so it's going to soak in and stay there anyway. But when I've seen, especially in the video, they soak the bandages, they wrap the hooves, and then they will wrap like duct tape and bandages and stuff around it, and they'll actually leave it on.
Yes. Okay.
So
I use the baby diaper method, and you leave it on sometimes overnight.
Yeah, and you add that, certainly wouldn't hurt, because with any liniment, you know, you would rub it on, it's going to soak in, it's going to stay there anyway. It's not something that's necessarily going to wash off. You want it to
you want it to stay
you
and
want
absorb.
It to absorb and soak into the muscles and the ligaments and help.
So
with
even
that
for post exercise,
you could do that.
Treatment would be nice. And just sort of, I'm lazy. So if I can soak something and wrap it around my horse and
absolutely
help him feel better, then
absolutely.
I like
that
idea.
It wouldn't hurt.
So even at least 15, 20 minutes, just long enough for it to soak into the skin and the
muscles. Overnight's not going to hurt it either, because I think with serious problems where people are trying to help with any of the healing, they'll leave it on overnight and then, you know, redo it as needed.
Yep.
So,
now, and like all of your products, it's all natural.
Absolutely.
Okay. So,
absolutely.
And that's really what makes Omega Alpha different than other supplement companies out there is you really do all natural products. There's not.
Yeah, it's neat. It's a neat company to work for, and I've learned a ton from them. But and of course, the different people that you talk to, you just couldn't imagine in your head all of the applications that you could use some of the products for, and that's just one of them. And like I said, you know, people will use it for, you know, arthritic pain and bruises, and it's a good product.
I have to say, too, when we first started with you at Omega Alpha, you guys were just coming into the United States. I mean, it was just, you were just entering the United States, and you came on board with us. And now I see you, almost every tax shop I go to, I'm seeing Omega Alpha products. So I'm so happy
for you. Thank
you.
I'm glad you're seeing that, because I started in this position dealing with U.S. A year ago, March. I was brought in as an inside sales account manager and working with Jeffrey Grimes And we've been working really hard and making sure that we've got the customer service, getting the word out there with our advertising. And of course, you know, your show helps because we've got people listening. And every time, every now and then we have little giveaways. And it really has helped. And we are starting to see it grow. And people coming to the booth and saying, I know your product, or I've seen your product. Or, you know, it's kind of a nice to see that that's happening.
Yes, because I remember from the beginning knowing
that's like 3 years ago.
They were working to get into the U.S. market, and now I'm seeing them on the shelves in some of the tax stores that I go into, which is a really nice thing. And I know when Jamie had her early experiences with your products was really, really good. She had, I think it was, I don't know if it was
Biotic 8. She used the Biotic 8.
Yeah. Gushed about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Every horse should be on a good probiotic.
Deal.
And, you know, of course, I'm going to say ours is a good probiotic. And we've even expanded into the UK now. So, so we're excited about that as well. And it's nice to be able to speak to people and just give your experience on putting protocols together. And then for the people to call back and say, wow, it's a different horse, or this has really worked well, and it's you kind of get that good feeling when they call back, and it's like, okay, we've helped someone. This is great.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you being a sponsor on Mondays, and of course, you can find the website at omegaalphaequine.com. See, I remember. Dr. Chang might not remember it, but I remember it.
It's okay. He knows it now.
And you're also on Facebook, right?
We are on Facebook, and where he, you know, we have to cut Dr. Chang some slack.
I know. Because, I pick on him,
because he's got the Canadian website. We've got the U.S. website, and now, of course, I believe we've got the U.K. website. I don't even know what that URL is yet. But he's got
a good
lot of
guy.
Stuff
we love,
going through
we
his
love,
head.
We
you
love
know?
Dr.
We
Chang.
We can't expect him to have all that information in his head at all times.
Yeah, we love him. We love having him on the show.
Well,
and he is a brilliant man. I mean, he's the one that really came up with all of this. And
very cheerful. He's got a lot
he's
of
so much
really
fun.
Good energy. And, you know, when someone's really passionate about their product, they put that into their product. And I think that your customers, those of us who use it, feel it. It comes back out. I know it's a little like...
And he will give you his truth on things as well.
Yeah.
If he hasn't held anything back. He'll let you know if he doesn't think that something is, even our own products. If someone calls now, one of the things that I was really, really happy about when I started working with Omega Alpha, when I started working on the phones in the office, that if we as a staff didn't have an answer, if Dr. Chang is in the office, he will pick up the phone and he'll speak to a customer. And he will honestly say, if someone says, you know, that, you know, I tried this and it didn't work, he will honestly say, I don't believe that this is this product is appropriate for this situation. Let's look at it this way. And that's a good thing. I mean, we have 100% money-back guarantee on all of our products. So that says something about
100% money-back guarantee.
Right.
Yep.
That's right. So, it's, you know, there's not a lot of people who will do that.
And you have such a full and varied line of products that there is very likely something to fit whatever some horse's need is.
That's right. Yeah. And you get into the situation, even though someone says something didn't work, there's also, we have that issue with people not being consistent in what you're doing, because nothing's going to work overnight. So... that's why we work on protocols and we let you know. And, you know, sometimes you have to do something for a few months to see the end result that you actually want.
Right.
But the products do work. I mean, it's fabulous.
You mean we have to be patient?
No,
sometimes
see, that's something we're not very good, look, very good at as horse
patient.
People.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have pets at home and I use the pet line. And we're human, and sometimes we think, oh, well, today I'm not going to do that, and then it goes into the next day, no, I'm not going to do that, and then all of a sudden, well, this stuff didn't work. If you're consistent and you use it appropriately,
follow the directions. Something guys aren't so good at.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by omegaalphaequine.com.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having
me. All right, take care. Say hi to Dr. Chang for us.
I will.
Thank you, Claire.
Well, Helena, we have our next guest coming up here. And, and this is Melissa Bale, and she is from Equicrown, right?
Yes.
Melissa, come right up next to the mic. Now, one of the things that's really hot right now, and We only picked you because we believe that this is the one that actually might be the real thing and work. Is, and you've seen them, Helena, is all of these sleeves that you put on your horse's legs that are claiming to be compression. And so many of them that we've looked at around here, not to name names, are just socks. I mean, they're socks. There's no compression involved. There's no science behind it. It's pretty much a sock, okay? And that's why we picked you to come over is first of all, it's Equicrown is the company.
Yes.
Okay. And where's Equicrown out of?
We are out of Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
Okay, very good. So tell us, this is your compression bandage. Tell us what makes it different than the ones that are just socks.
The best thing that makes a difference is there is a medical science behind it. It is the same fabric or compression fiber soft that we used for the humans on the side of the company. So there is a basis.
So you have a human side, like that helps diabetics use
exactly,
them.
Exactly, lymphangitis patients and things like that. So it is medical based and we do know how it works. There's also, you don't have to pull it up over the hoof. So it has a zipper.
Amen.
Well, she made a good point. Tell us what you said about that yesterday, and it made sense.
The biggest thing that makes sense is, for instance, I tell people, I have a Percheron. So his foot is the size.
Which we're going to talk about here in a minute.
That's what you really
Yeah, that's what I picked up on that yesterday.
Their feet, as everyone knows, it's a draft horse. Their feet are the size of a dinner plate. So if I can stretch something to go over their foot onto their leg that's half that size, what compression are you really getting? You're not getting any compression.
Right. Right. What does the compression do? I mean, we know it feels good, but what does it do in terms of helping the horse?
Any horse that has any sort of stocking up issues, anything from, or the severe side of lymphangitis, or you have a horse that, you know, when you're in the trailer for a long time, their legs start to get sore after long workouts. It's just like a human. Your whole body starts to swell a little bit because you stop using it. Things stop flowing the way they did while you were working. So basically, it just takes that, as there's no muscles in the lower part of a horse leg, it forces all those fluids into circulation.
Okay.
Keeps everything moving to prevent them from swelling. Even if you only use it for 2 or 3 hours after the workout, it's still at least keeping everything moving, and it slows down the process, not giving somewhere just to sit, pool, and swell instantly.
It slows down the pooling process.
Exactly.
The fluid collection process. How would these compare to, let's say, just standing wraps or something?
That's what we're basically taking the place of. So okay. There's no more bowing tendons, wrapping too tight, wrapping too loose. These go around the leg.
Horse husband's nightmare, by the way, having to wrap a horse.
I'm not a horse husband. And I still like this.
And it's really hard to screw up. When you wrap, so you can bow tendons, and that worries
people.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. You know, being too loose, too tight.
And then so you overcompensate because you're like, I'm too tight, and then it's too loose, and it doesn't work.
Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
Where right. This is, you put it around the leg, you hook, you zip, the compression's already there, you can't mess it up.
It's the first one I've seen with a zipper, and I really, really like that because you're right, it's so easy to do. Now, is it one? How about sizing? How's it sized?
There are 5 standard sizes. You do still have to take measurements of the horse's legs so you get the right compression.
Okay.
So you still have to do a little bit of work.
Too loose or too tight. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I assume if it's too tight, you won't be able to zipper it.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So. If it's pulling and you can't zipper it, it's too tight.
Now, one of the things I worry about, and I'm nitpicky because I've been in, you know, like Helena, we've been in tack and sales for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of the problems we've always seen, whether it's boots or different products that have zippers, is especially going around the horse's leg, is it going to get gunked up and then the zipper not going to be able to work?
It doesn't. We've actually changed the zipper a few different times. We've gone with a bigger zipper that has larger teeth so that it is easier with the dry mud.
Can you wash it out? Or is
they are machine washable okay. And machine dryable.
Oh, awesome.
So that makes them even better.
So they don't shrink?
They don't.
Okay.
And the material is compression material, but I do see that it's see-through. That's the technical term, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of breathability? Yeah.
There is. It's okay. A two-way stretch, so it does have some breathability to it. So the horse's leg's not going to sweat inside of it like most neoprene things that you find.
Yeah. I mean, the neoprene's good for ice fishing and stuff. But
and there's no seam, so there's no pressure points.
Now, what's it? Is it sold by the piece?
You can do by piece, usually by pair. You'll okay. Find them in the stores by pair.
And what's it retail on those?
Retail, they're $200 for a pair.
Okay.
Front or back legs.
And they should last me?
They at least 6 months guaranteed, but if you take care of them, years okay. After.
Now, let's get to this horse of yours, because everybody that listens to the show knows my favorite horse in the whole world is a big black Percheron. And you ride?
A Percheron.
A big black Percheron. How big is yours?
He is about 17 hands.
Yeah.
So he's
That means he's 18 hands. Yeah.
And let me tell you, he's a percheron. He's got the bulk. I saw pictures.
Oh, yes. He's still got a little filling off to do in his chest. He's
only what, five? Yeah,
he's
and they five. Grow okay. to really six or seven.
So he's got a little bit.
We were shocked at ours at five. We were like, oh, he's done. He was 18 hands. By the time he was seven, he was 18 and a half hands.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was amazing. We still had growth after that fifth year.
Well, maybe he'll still get a little bit bigger. They say by
and
eight,
you're not
right?
that tall.
No. Oh, no. He's
How
not...
do you put the bridle on?
He's actually learned to drop his head very well.
Otherwise, you need a ladder.
Oh, yeah. I can't even step up into the stirrup to throw my feet over. I have to use a mounting block.
Now, we saw pictures of you doing what with your percheron? What do you do?
We ride Western, and we do halter.
Yeah. Okay, but you do ride him a lot.
And we ride English as well.
Yeah, I thought you did. I thought, yeah.
Yes.
You saw it. Or have you tried to jump him yet?
We have actually tried. One of the little girls at the barn actually did try to jump him, and it was more of a circus and a commotion than anything. We went through the jumps.
Yeah, you knocked a lot down.
That's what she did. Yeah.
Rather than over them or even stop in front of them, we just went through them.
Yeah, you know what? Like Tonka toys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Doesn't even notice that they're there. Hey, what size feet does he have? Do you know?
I actually don't know. We're putting shoes on again.
Pie plates?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
When we got ours shod, I mean, it was like $400 because it was, you know, they had to custom make the shoes.
Yes. And they all have to wear, you know, the draft shoes, which are
we had them go away from that a little bit.
$1 million.
Yeah,
we had them go away from that a little bit. The draft shoes, because they were just so big and bulky.
They are. Yeah. They really are.
And don't let them step on your foot, which you've had experience of.
Which I have, and now I have two broken toes.
Yeah, I bet.
Luckily it's only two, but
you know they're lovely, lovely, and I think yours is probably the same way.
He is
the quietest, most gentle horses ever, and they feel bad if they do step on your foot.
He really does. He's like a giant dog. He follows you around, and he stepped on me, and he knew he was in trouble, and he was quiet for the rest of the day.
I think they just feel bad that they did it. They don't know what their big feet are doing.
No. No,
and
we
if they're stepping on your
motion.
Little tiny foot, they don't know it either because it's like a flea.
We were in forward motion and there was no stopping him. It was my fault. I can admit that.
Well, at least he didn't stand and twist.
That's right.
Let me turn the other direction.
So what's the big guy's name?
Pistol.
I love that. I love
Pistol
that.
The
Pistol the Percheron.
He should have his own show.
Yeah. Does he have a Facebook page? He should.
He doesn't, actually.
Yeah. Pistol the Percheron should
have
a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. What is the name of the website? Where can people find these boots?
Equicrown.com.
So you'll find the bandages there at equicrown.com and coming to many tack shops near you.
Very soon.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck with that big pony
thank
of
you,
yours.
Melissa.
Thank you.
Well, Helena, I think it is time for our next guest here, and we have, let me see who we have coming up. We have Judd coming up, that's right, of Mighty Minis, Real Jumps. And I'll tell you what, we saw this one yesterday, and Jennifer and I do, we have to talk, it's Christmas time coming up here very soon, people. We're not that far away. And one of this show's goals and objectives is to highlight the Christmas items that you'll be able to see in your shops and your tack shops coming up. And you have, come right up to the microphone.
Oh, yes, sir.
You have one of the coolest line of little baby jumps that I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you.
They are very well done.
And thank you.
Yes, and my daughter is totally like drooling
yes,
over them right
Grace
now.
Grace is over playing with
her
it right now.
Her eyes just popped out of her head.
So tell us about what this line is. And
This is a line of model horse jumps for girls that have their briar horses, and I actually started making them for my daughter when she was
really?
Young. Yes, my daughter was very stickler about horses and her jumps. She couldn't make
now
like
Helena's
she
playing.
Was working.
I'm playing with
playing
I'm
with
setting
the jump.
Up the jumps.
So you have a heart jump here, actually.
That's the first jump I ever made my daughter. That's the love to
it's
jump
adorable.
Jump.
It's adorable.
Oh, it is cute. It's it's got standards on the sides, and they have hearts in them, and they're red. And then it has a plank going across that has hearts all the way through it as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
look at the itty-bitty jump cups.
Yeah, they've got real jump cups, so they work just like the real jump
cups. Oh, look at that. It has the chain with the pin.
Yes. Pony Club approved.
That's
yes,
right.
It is.
USPC approved.
Well, we actually call it Katie approved.
Okay.
My daughters are product tester.
How the heck do you make these jump cups so tiny?
Well, they're actually
I have glasses now.
Yeah, I bet.
These are they all made out of wood?
Yes, they're all handmade, and they're all out of wood. And we do everything.
What do you
house.
Have, an itty-bitty shop?
Yes,
you have
I
a little
do.
Tinkerer shop?
Yes.
Yes, with little tinkerer's tools.
And lots of thick glasses so we can see what we're doing.
They're really nice. They're
thank you.
Consistent. You know, they don't look like
they don't look chintzy at all, no.
For being handmade. You know, sometimes handmade things, you do know this. Sometimes
yes.
handmade things can look amateurish. These are so polished and professional and lovely, I want a whole set. In fact, it's
going to
make me want to get Briar horses. I'm going to collect them just so I can use these.
These are better. Sorry, Briar, but these are better than the ones Briar,
oh,
the plasticky
man.
Ones Briar puts out.
Oh, I thank
man.
You. Yeah. Yes, ours yeah. are all real wood.
And guess who that one's for? You brought a gift over for the co-host of the morning show, Jamie, who's now in Phoenix taking care of her little baby boy. And it's the reason she couldn't come to this show, but you brought her a present we're going to ship out to her.
Oh,
yes,
Jamie, you're going to love it.
This is our, it's a boy jump. And it has a picture hangs in it, so she can put a picture of her baby, and has a little foil on each side, and says it's a boy.
Yes, it's
part
neat.
Of our gift line.
And she's a jumper; she's going to love this.
That's
and she
true.
Has a dozen Briar horses or more.
Oh well, then she'll have fun with this because
she
neither make it into a jump or hang a picture into it in it.
So the name of the company is Model Horse Jumps,
yes.
right? Okay, and where can people find the pictures and all? And how many different ones do you have?
We have, I believe. 12 different styles of jumps, and the jumps come in play form for the kids, and then the 12 different styles for pictures for gifts to for grandma and everybody, and then they've also turned into a line of trophies. We do a lot of trophies for horse shows because we make custom jumps. That's our main line. We'll take anyone's.
Could you put my little logo guy on it?
Yes,
the
I could.
Horse Radio Network logo.
Yeah,
guy
we
on
can
it?
Make you a set. With your logo
oh,
on
that'd
one
be cool.
side and your name and whatever in the gate.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And whatever.
Now that I'm wearing breeches, I should have my own jump.
Oh, God.
And it will be the right height right. so you can clear it.
That's right.
Exactly. 6 inches.
Who invited him?
You did.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you
and
did.
I'm glad you did. It's Mighty Minis Model Horse Jumps. I like that on the back of your card, you've got a whole list of ideas that you can use these for, because I just wanted to play with them, but they make great horse show awards, cake toppers.
Oh, cake toppers. I didn't think about
oh,
that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Gifts, display, training tool.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Well, we've had trainers buy whole sets, and they'll set the course up in the barn.
Oh, what a good idea. So you
can
count strides and stuff?
What a
yes.
great
yeah.
idea.
Great that's
for
a great
pony
idea.
Camps and
yes.
stuff.
We've had kids at some of the shows we set up. An arena for the kids to play with. They come out with the rulers and make sure the distances are right.
That's awesome.
And that's really
cool. At the bottom it says they're great for making you smile. And trust me, they are so lovely. They will make you smile.
Well, we have fun making them. It's actually a family business. Everyone in the family works. And well, I work. My wife work. My kids.
Yeah, not
they,
so much.
They take
yeah,
credit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
No, actually. It drove my boys to go to school, so that worked.
If I have to stay home, I have to work.
Yeah.
Well, this has been great. Give the website again where people can find them.
Oh, I'd have to look at it. It's Model Horse Jumps at Yahoo.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Actually, the website is modelhorsejumps.com. Modelhorsejumps.com. Very simple.
Thank you very much. They
well,
don't let me near
you.
A computer to my house.
Well, Judd, thank you so much for coming by. We really appreciate it. And Jamie thanks you in advance for her It's a Boy jump. That's
okay.
terrific.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for
right,
having
we'll
me
ship
here,
it out
and
to
I'll
her.
Get you a jump with your logo on.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right.
Thank you
have
so
a good
much.
Morning.
All right.
Thank you, Judd.
Bye-bye. Well, yay. Well, if we could bring Gracie back, we'll do another drawing for a prize here for one of the vendors or retailers that are at the show. So let's bring Gracie around.
Thank you very much, Grace.
Daughter Grace is here. All right, Grace, pick a card. Let's see who the next winner of some free advertising that we're giving away with the Wheel of Trivia here that is now posted with a whole bunch of prize amounts anywhere from $150 to $1,000. And the winner will actually win some advertising here on the Horse Radio Network. And who do we got? Oh, the Tack Shack of Ocala. I didn't even know they were here. That's the store we shop at. It's about 5 miles from our house. I've never met them, actually. We've never met the owners. So they're here. Congratulations to the Tack Shack of Ocala. And Grace is now going to spin the wheel. Give it a big spin there, Grace. It's going around. There's no bummer gifts like on the Wheel of Trivia. I'm not going to clean out my closet for somebody or something like that. Oh, it just missed $1,000. And it's $200 to the Tack Shack of Ocala.
Yoo-hoo!
Thank you, Grace. All right, our next guest coming up here. Thank you, Tony. Our next guest coming up here is Tony, and we all know him as Dr. Rose's Remedies. And Tony is active on our Facebook page and a very active sponsor of the show, always providing gifts and prizes. And we know just from the feedback on Facebook how many of our listeners absolutely love Dr. Rose's.
Yeah, Glenn, they really do. I really appreciate all your help and sponsorship.
Well, it's been fun, and of course, we believe in the products. When, you know, don't tell anybody, and I know I'm not supposed to advertise this, but anytime we have boo-boos, we use them on ourselves, our dogs. We've been putting it on the cat who has an itchy spot, and then the fire ants. Oh, my God. Fire ant bites, for those that don't know, are the worst thing in the world. They will itch for 2 weeks.
You got fire ant bites?
Oh, fire ants are awful down. We have dozens of fire ants' nests, and the thing about fire ants, and you probably know this, is they sell fire ant nest stuff, and you put it on. You sprinkle it on top of the nest, and they just move 5 feet over. You cannot get rid of fire ants. And then if you get bit by them, one of the things we notice is anything else we've used, it itches for about a week. With Dr. Rose's, it itches for about 2 days, and then it doesn't itch anymore, which I don't know what miracle's in it, but...
We can't really tell you exactly how it works. We just know it does work. And if we did know, we'd probably have to kill you, Glenn, and we can't have that.
No, no.
Wait a minute.
I don't want to die in breaches. Let's put it that way.
We can talk after the show.
Oh, okay. What, we got to split it 60-40?
That's fine. Okay, we got to get rid of him.
Anyway, I got a few updates.
Yeah.
We now can take care of Proud Flesh in about 14 days. And
Proud Flesh is something that is a bane to every horse owner has to deal with at some point or another.
Yeah.
Just, again, don't slather my stuff on. It's just, you'd never need more than lip balm. So you don't have to worry about it working. It's going to work, even though you put a little bit.
That's probably the biggest mistake people make, isn't it? Because we're so used to the other stuff we use, taking globules of it and goops of it in your hand and rubbing it on, but you don't have to do that.
And you really can't with my one-ounce jar. Most people kind of laugh when I hand a horse person a one-ounce jar. They said, you know, what do you want me to do with this? My horse could probably eat it. And I go, no, don't worry about it. Just use a little bit, and it's going to go a long way. One of the people that use my product, Blue Diamond Farms out of Ohio, they are a quarantine farm.
Oh, yay. The horses coming in from Chicago and
right
there.
That's and they love the stuff because it's, one, remember, it's 100% all natural, and two, the fact that it works. He's put up a lot of testimonials on my site, and he just wants to let everybody know that it's doing quite well.
Very good. Well, that says a lot, and it doesn't test. I mean, there's really nothing, and it's going to test.
It's all
is it?
Natural. Like,
right.
Those are my favorite
yeah.
words.
Yeah.
It's all
right.
Natural, and it works.
Remember, it's backed by a veterinarian. And one of the things I like to offer your listeners, if they give me testimonials with pictures, they'll get a free jar. I have no problem with that. If there's a tack shop out there that would like to try some samples, to give it a try, just get in touch with me or get in touch with you, and you can get in touch with me, and I'll see what we can do about getting them some stuff in their hands.
Very good.
That's
and where
great.
Can people find it again?
It's www.dr, that's D-R, Roses, R-O-S-E-S, Remedies, R-E-M-E-D-I-E-S.com.
Very good. And Dr. Roses Remedies.com. And I'll tell you what, Tony, we really appreciate all your support and for being here. And you've been really with us since we started this show. So
I believe in you guys, and you guys have done a great job, and I thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Tony.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Thank you.
Day. Oh, no. Look who's here. Come over here quick. Look who's crashing the party. Hold it. Hold it. The Fitz girls are here, and I'm going to have to get a picture. So Helena's going to have to do the talking right now.
Helena, talk. Show us the goods. All right.
Look at that.
Glenn is wearing the Fitz breeches. Now, what version, what model are these?
Okay,
model, style.
This is our Zip Front Performax Full Seat Breech.
Zip Front Performax Full Seat Breech. So that'll keep him in the saddle.
Absolutely. It'll keep, you know, what I have to say is he needs to go a size down. They need to be a little tighter.
No, please.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Please.
That's good to hear. Just what the audience wants to hear.
Look at let's turn around. Let's see the tush.
I think
That's a Fitz tush right there.
You know, he's wearing them well.
He is wearing them well.
And they look shocked at. I was actually shocked at how comfortable they are.
Oh, I was just going to say, he looked oddly comfortable in them. Like, I'm kind of thinking he might wear them out to dinner.
Glenn, let's go out to dinner.
Actually, I probably could use a size down.
You could use a size down.
It would show off how much weight I've lost.
There you go.
Among other things.
Exactly.
Actually, you know what? Looking at how nice they fit you, I mean, I know that you need to go down a size, but they look so comfortable. The fabric looks actually very forgiving and cozy and soft. I want to wear a pair.
No, they're fantastic. We should have brought you a pair. No, they really won't fit you.
They're not going to fit you.
But I will have to say, I sell these to men. The front zip version is really actually totally appropriate for men.
Well, yeah. I mean, they don't look like you're wearing a pair of women's breeches.
No,
they
not
don't.
At all. Really well, he's such a manly guy anyway. I mean, you could put a skirt on this guy and he'd still look manly,
I know, it's true.
Right? Well,
I
remember when I met my wife, I was wearing a skirt and tights. So
why?
Renaissance Fair.
I was working
at the Renaissance Fair and she saw me in skirt and tights. And so
it was over.
I'd probably turn her on wearing these breeches.
You can take them home.
Just keep telling yourself that, Glenn. Just keep telling yourself that.
Well, it's a good night ahead.
There you go. That's right. Fun in the saddle and fun out of the saddle.
I like that.
Fun out of the saddle. There's a new acronym there. What? Tell us about the Performax, though. That's cool, isn't it?
The Performax is our leather technology, and it is deer skin, so it inherently has really outstanding grip. We perforate the deer skin so that it has little holes that make it breathable, so it's more comfortable. In addition to the holes making it more breathable and comfortable, it gives the leather more stretch, which also makes it more comfortable. And the little holes create almost like a suction effect on the saddle so that it has really good grip. Additionally, those full seats are segmented into four little panels as opposed to one full seat, and there's no leather through the crotch at all. That's just really stretchy. So you can get really deep in the saddle and have great grip and great freedom of motion.
Is that why you have the four panels? I mean, that's unique to Fitz.
Absolutely. So, we have a patent on that.
And so the reason behind that is that for the more flexibility, the more freedom. Why do you have the separate panels?
That's exactly why. I rode as a kid and came back as an adult, and breeches had not changed one bit, and I had been in the apparel business and said, oh, we can do so much better than anything that's out there, and we have.
And this particular design, so having the two, I'm going to call them bum patches, forgive me, but I like that, bum patches. So you have the two bum patches and then the other patches that come down the back of the thigh and the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So having that break in the deer skin, mm-hmm. what does that give you? Is it more flexibility of the garment?
Well, if you think about it, your body is hinged. You know, you're articulated. And what we've done is we've taken the full seat configuration, a traditional one-piece full seat configuration, and segmented it where your body is segmented. So you actually have a joint in your full seat where your body is jointed so you can move.
Because when I wear full seats, especially if they're really grippy, there's a tightness. You can feel a limit in your garment. You feel it. You feel when you've hit that. And it's distracting. You can ride with it, but it's distracting. And even if you're not consciously aware that it's distracting, it's there.
Yeah.
So this gives you a little bit more. So it takes that distraction away
without
losing your grip. I got it. So the perforation keeps things cool. It adds a little bit of extra grip
mm-hmm.
without being too sticky,
right?
Because I've ridden in those, and that's no fun.
No.
You're like, where's the eject button? I need to get out of this saddle now. So this is great. And then the fabric. Now here's the other.
I like it because she keeps touching my leg.
Know. I do. I have
We're
to touch things.
That he's sitting. He's touching the bum
hat. He likes the fact that we're all staring at his crotch.
Well, there isn't it. Tell him about the crotch, Cheryl.
What about the crotch?
What about my crotch?
Oh, well, there's like a triangular shaped gusset right in the crotch. Oh, God, he's looking.
This is so great. This is not TV. Thank God.
Molly's face is just like, her smile can't get any bigger.
Hey, there is a triangle down there.
She's eating something.
So the triangular gusset actually makes it so there is no leather in the crotch, but there's also not a seam in the crotch. So in a traditional full seat, you actually have like four pieces of fabric and leather coming together that you're riding on right through the middle of your crotch. Ouch.
Yep. That's
so
not a lot
ours
of fun.
Takes care of that problem.
I'm just keeping my mouth shut at this point.
Oh, you want to talk crotch. We know you do.
It took you 20 years to figure that out. this is a really great
fabric.
Breach. Fabric.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sitting in here and it's not you know, it's not hot, it's not cold in here, but I'm not warm in them.
Yeah, it's actually what you're wearing is our all-season fabric. The outside of it is microdenier nylon, which is really abrasion resistant, takes color perfectly, it's stain resistant.
Now she's pulling on my pants.
Your foot?
Your foot?
Yeah,
oh.
I want to see this part.
Oh, she, and I got a lot of comments on Facebook. I posted it, you'll find it on our Horses in the Morning page. And the comment is, now you have to get them a pair of boots because I'm wearing my sneakers. So now I need a pair of boots, apparently.
And spurs.
And spurs.
And a whip. And a whip.
Jennifer's going, okay, that's over the line.
So, fabric.
Oh, now we're going to talk about fabric.
Well, there's an added component to our fabric. We, the fabric that we use for our all-season breech is 29% Lycra.
Lycra. And 10% ginseng? Just asking.
Oh, my God.
It's all natural.
I don't something. I don't know about that.
Test.
No,
that
but
test.
That note taken will go
on. Ginseng
test. Let her talk about the fabric. She's been trying to talk about the fabric, and it's important
there, you
to me.
Oh, my gosh.
So 29% Lycra.
The 29% Lycra. And the reason, and that's a very, very, it gives the fabric a lot of stretch, but more, it compresses, it comes back, bounces back. And gives you a very it gives you a nice compression. A lot of professional athletes will wear a compression pant underneath their uniform. The reason that they do that is when your muscle is in work, it actually vibrates. If you can compress that vibration, it slows it, and you don't fatigue as quickly. You have a lot more endurance, and it supports that muscle better, so your muscles can actually support your skeletal structure better. So a lot of
that's
riders,
why the bikers and the runners and
exactly, yeah. Exactly. It's it just supports you better, so you don't have the joint pain, and you can actually ride longer and more effectively, and not feel as fatigued at the end of your ride or at the end of your
this
day.
This might be something good for fox hunters because I'm in half seat for a long time.
Absolutely.
And you feel, and I happen to have those big thigh muscles that I inherited, and you can feel it burning in there. You can feel all kinds of acid building up and wanting to get out of there. And the compression garments really do help, but I think maybe we need to talk to our fox hunter friends about this fabric. So it's got the 29% Lycra, but it's got enough compression that it supports the muscles, so it helps reduce the fatigue. And how does it wash?
It washes great. You can wash it in the though it is leather, you can wash it in the washing machine with the leather patches, but you need to use a special product. We suggest Leather Therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a clothing wash.
Yeah,
we love
they have
that.
A fantastic leather wash, and if you wash it in the washing machine cool on the gentle cycle with Leather Therapy, you're good to go. Just hang it dry and it's great. You know, for the fox hunters, we have just developed and brought out a new knee patch breech in an appropriate hunting color.
It's so hard to find stuff for field hunters or fox hunters.
Yeah.
So good.
So we do. You've got to come take a look.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It still has the deerskin knee patch and all of the same fabric components in terms of the Lycra and the compression.
Okay.
It's in the appropriate color and the appropriate style. So there you have it. There you go.
That was my next question. You beat me to it. I like these girls.
Yeah, we're fun.
They are fun.
Yeah, we are. We're
They're
fun.
They're the first
set,
ones
like
to ever get me in breeches. So
your wife can get you out.
Give
of
the
it.
Website. She just walked away.
Oh, my God.
All right, give the website
great.
Again.
The website is www.fitzriding.com.
All right, very good. Thank you so much,
you
guys.
You are so welcome.
All right,
thankful.
Talk to you later.
You're
a lot of fun.
Right.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, our next guest, we're going to change it up totally here right now and go
is the
from...
the jackhammer guy?
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. Jennifer's going to check why we had this loud noise just happening not too far from our booth. So go ahead and take a seat here. And we have Sharon, right?
Yep.
Sharon from Catherine Lily Equestrian. And this is one I'm going to let Helena take the lead on because they're so cute.
Because I want to wear it all.
Yes.
I want to outfit myself and my child.
Yes.
We actually brought you some wonderful lollipops.
Oh, I got a lollipop.
Some little flower ones.
Yay, we take
very
bribes.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
there's
you.
A little girl right there.
Oh, there you go. Which one do you want?
All right, so we actually stopped by your booth yesterday.
We
were drooling a little bit. My partner in crime, Sissy, and I, we were chasing a fox and the Horse Radio Network team. So it's Catherine Lily Equestrian, and you make a gorgeous line of show shirts, or riding shirts,
yep.
for girls
It goes from little girls to actually adults.
Okay.
And we have the traditional show shirts, but with snap-up sleeves. So when you get hot, you can actually roll your sleeves and snap them up. And then we also have a new sports tech fabric coming out, which will be in our springtime line.
Now, one of the things that I noticed right off the bat, aside from the adorable design, so these are they're traditional show shirts, but underneath, so on the collar and underneath the cuffs, when you do roll it up, when you're casual, you're actually not in the saddle. The patterns are absolutely adorable. I'm looking paw prints. There's houndtooth.
We actually have glitter
flowers,
as well.
There's glitter. There's butterflies. Yep. They're absolutely adorable. But what I really, really got me was the quality of the fabric. It's so light.
Yes,
and
it is.
And soft, so breathable. And
it's easy, so the moms out there, you can just throw it in the wash, and then you can do a quick dry, and we usually just run an iron over it so that you get the crisp, clean look for the show ring.
So you get that big splotch of peanut butter and jelly off the front.
Yeah.
Just put it in the washing machine. But I really liked the fabric. Is it a cotton blend?
It is. It's a cotton poly blend, so it's really breathable. We have our wicking material, and then we also have a soft white.
An ultra soft.
Yep, feel that. It's a soft.
It's gorgeous. Now, what do you call this? Is a it's sort of a striped white on white.
So it's a striped white on white. We found a lot of the kids like to have a pretty clean and original, pretty standard.
Well, they like to start that way.
Exactly. But
that way, yeah.
What we've done is we've been able to make it fun with all of our inside patterns. We have the puppy dogs. We have ponies. We have glitter butterflies. So a lot of fun patterns.
And now, you guys said you were at Pony Finals, weren't you?
We were. Oh, that was
They must have loved
week.
You.
They did. They did. We sold a ton of shirts, and actually, a couple of our kids were able, they got some ribbons, and one of the girls that was wearing our bows won the Sportsmanship Award, so it was a great week, and they really liked our stuff.
The pony bows are, like, crazy cute. The one I have in my hand right
bows?
Now, I know.
With the bright colors?
The one I have in my hand is, it's a light blue and then a navy blue, and it's got a silver sparkly tail and a sparkly horseshoe in the middle.
I want to wear it. You want to put it on right now, don't you?
I do.
The great thing about our ribbons is that we're able to actually mass manufacture these, so we have tons of them in stock. And if you happen to lose a bow, maybe you're out on your pony, you lose a bow somewhere, or you just lose it in your room, you can call us and you can get another one.
What I like about it is you guys have so many different colors.
Because you always lose one.
And kids are always trying to match their color. Every kid has
always
a color, the barn color or something. So you guys can really do that with all the different varieties that you have.
Yep. And we also can make custom bows, too.
And the bows match the belts.
So here's the other thing. Here's what's great about the bows.
Match the inside shirt.
Is they're long enough to be pretty and frilly, but they're short enough so that they don't cover your number.
Exactly.
Which is a big deal. Or get caught up underneath here or get twisted around. Sometimes the longer the tails, you know, it kind of ruins the way
exactly.
the bow sits.
We think they're pretty cute.
Yeah. This one, the other one I have in my hand is hot pink with this like aqua Caribbean blue and little ponies on it.
I mean, you would definitely wear the puppy dogs. Actually, we can add this to your outfit with the breeches.
Yeah, it looks great with my breeches, I think. What
it might
think?
Fit on one arm, but it looks fantastic.
Is there a tutu maker?
It would fit on you. There we go.
Yeah, next I'm going to be in a tutu. You watch. I'll be doing ballet.
She would fit perfectly.
She would. You look good in that. Yeah.
Great.
Yep. Well, this is terrific. Where can people find it?
So you can find us on our website. It's at katherinelily.com, and that's KATHRYNLILY.com. And also you can check out our Facebook page, Katherine Lily Equestrian, or you can tweet at us at Katherine Lily Eck.
And I got to tell you, these two girls are the most fun. And, you know, you walk around here, and a lot of the booths are very serious, and they're taking their jobs very seriously. We're all ordering stuff and blah, blah, blah.
Ours is cupcakes and a tea party.
And that's right. And you walk by theirs, and it was cupcakes and a tea party, and they're so jovial and fun. You really did brighten up that half of the building over there.
We try.
Great job.
Good job.
Appreciate it. Well,
good luck with this line. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Good luck with it. Well, we're just Jennifer has us all lined up with guests here today.
Yeah, is it time for another drawing, or do we?
Yeah, why don't we do the final drawing right now? We have Gracie here, so she can do the final drawing. We had two winners. We had the Tack Shack of Ocala won, and we didn't rig that. I didn't even know they were in the building. And then we also had the large hay net lady from Texas.
Right.
Yep. I mean, the lady wasn't large, but the hay nets are.
You backed yourself right out of that one, didn't you? And then we had the Fitz was the best, though. He Gunn was really. You missed it, Jennifer. While you were off investigating the jackhammer incident, Gunn was getting touched.
Yes, apparently. Apparently, I wear breeches and women want to touch me. I like it.
They're out of here. Back to the dentist.
They said I could bring them home if you want to take them off of me.
They said they'll put them on them, but you got to take them off.
You can take them home if you wear them on the airplane.
Okay, so this is our new winner. We spun the wheel.
Yeah.
Okay, so our new winner is Lauren Colano, and she's with Riders. Please.
Is that you?
That's
our next guest?
Well, I'm the partner.
Well, sit down
you're
here.
You're
well,
aware.
So congratulations. Gracie's going to spin the wheel, see how much advertising. This is not rigged, Gracie.
Oh, no.
Gracie picked it, so it was no rig
so
here.
So did I butcher your last name or did I get it right?
Well, that's actually my partner.
Oh, okay.
Bobby
okay.
Rotman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby.
And you get $200 of free advertising from
Yay!
The Horse Radio Network. So good
Yay!
Job.
That's exciting.
Well, that
how
seemed
ironic.
Rigged, but it was not honest.
How ironic. That's
yes,
amazing.
Anyway. Well, your name is Bobby. Pull in about an inch from the mic. And now, this is an interesting concept, and Jennifer picked up right on it, because we live in Florida where it's hot and buggy, and we're talking large bugs and small bugs, and Florida has bugs that nobody has ever seen before. And you are down in Wellington, right?
Yes,
so you
we
know
are
about
based
the bugs.
Out of Wellington. We know about the heat, the bugs,
you know,
and everything.
One of the things people don't know about Wellington that, you know, aren't really familiar with Florida is Wellington is beside the biggest swamp in the United States.
Well, actually, it was Everglades.
Yeah.
Wellington was Everglades.
And you know
yes.
what?
I was actually born there.
When you fly in
so I'm a swamp thing.
To that airport there, West Palm, when you fly into West Palm, there's a highway that goes down. And on the one side of the highway, there is a house in every square inch, and it's built up in every square inch. And the other side of the highway is nothing. Just nothing. And it's because it goes out into the swamp.
Into the Everglades.
Everglades. And so you guys get the alligators and the bugs and the spiders. And you get the snakes. You get everything.
Oh, everything. Every swamp thing you could possibly imagine. And things that shouldn't be in the swamp.
That's
come out anyways.
And, of course, when you had the flooding there earlier, was it this year or last year?
It was last year.
You had the alligators coming out in people's yards.
Oh, they were floating up the driveways and the rings. And it was, yeah.
Wellington
yeah.
saw a little bit of nature that time.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
Well, now you came out with these and tell everybody what they are, and then I'm going to pick on you a little bit because I think it's kind of silly, but you almost talked me out of the silly part. All right, so go ahead.
This is called Rider Sleeves, and it's a UV sleeve that also keeps your arm cooler. So it has a cooling fiber in it, and you can feel it when you put it on. It's one size fits all.
Okay.
So
I'm putting it on. I might as well.
Your,
I'm wearing breeches.
I'm getting dressed
it will
today,
fit
man.
Over yeah. your really big muscles. Oh, my gosh. Your muscles are so big.
Oh,
your muscles are so big.
I love Bobby.
Look at that.
Oh,
look
don't
that.
I look good with
and
my breeches
look,
and my sleeve?
You have
sexy.
Even yeah. bigger muscles with those
Hey, Jennifer,
sleeves.
Look.
It gives you the appearance that you're
Isn't
like
that
Arnold
good?
Schwarzenegger.
I look good. With my breeches, too? Oh.
You can cool it.
Oh, it is cool.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So if you get a little bit of a breeze, you actually feel the cooling effect.
I'm not telling you. I mean, I got this whole thing in my whole arm, and it's cool. Oh.
And now you're chilly, aren't you?
Alina, you're bad this morning.
Oh
it
my
is
God,
cool.
We're fanning yeah, the
it really is. You have to try these,
okay,
Alina. Try the other
All right.
One. I thought this would be hot because it really covers up your whole arm. It's a sleeve that goes from your wrist all the way up,
all
the way up to
yep.
your armpit,
up,
basically.
Yep. So yeah. if you have a polo shirt on, it'll go right up under the sleeve of your polo.
And Helena's putting one on at this very moment. Now we're going to blow on her.
Okay, so you put it on, and you know when you put on any new article of clothing that it's cool. It's cool.
See, but when the air
is
on
you feel the
it?
Difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel the airflow
it's
difference?
Cool.
And
yes.
if it's really, really hot, if you wet the sleeve and you put it on, it'll cool down your body temperature.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh, my gosh.
Overheating
yeah.
effect.
I'm fanning my arm. Like, yeah. Let's see.
Look at those
I'm
guns.
I'm fanning my own arm. My guns.
Yeah, look at those guns.
See, and it makes your muscles look bigger.
Well, you got some guns there, Bobby, too.
So,
I can
yeah.
tell you're a rider.
Got these. Makes your muscles look bigger, so you look a little tougher.
You look a little tougher. So when your thoroughbred sees you coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
He says, I'm going to get that teacup canner today. So this is really cool. So it does... So why would you wear these? Tell me what applications would be
Well,
best
there's
for
a few reasons to wear these instead of, I mean, I know that you'd made the comment about why not just wear a long sleeve
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, why not wear a long sleeve shirt? Right.
Well,
the
first
technical
of all,
shirts now have similar material and they're long. Jennifer wears some, but tell us why, you know, this is better than that.
Well, this is better for a couple of reasons. First of all, some people just don't like to wear the long sleeve shirts. Even the technical, the new fibers and stuff, they just don't want to wear a long sleeve shirt. Plus, if you're showing in a polo and the jumper ring or something, you can wear these all day. Right before you go in the ring, pull them off, show, put them back on. Sometimes also in the long sleeve shirts, you sweat and the whole shirt is wet. So what if you go in an AC store or something like that, you're cold, you're really cold. Whereas with these, you can pull them off. So it gives you the option. If you're driving, you can wear them. There's so many other sports you can wear them in as well, not just riding. So there's a lot of uses for it. It's really a preference. You know, some people are good with wearing a long sleeve shirt and that's fine. And then some people would rather wear their polo and expose their barn name on their shirt, on their polo shirt that they've had hundreds of them made, mm-hmm. and not be able to, and not have to have the farmer's tan.
Right. Well, you know? And yeah, two, you know, bugs is another reason, obviously, mosquitoes and bugs. And you know, not unique to Florida is our spider webs, which you hate getting on you. I mean, and you have them down there, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something else. I can see it. After you explained that you could take them off and still be wearing the same shirt, you
yes.
know, and not have
yes.
to worry about that, that made sense.
And it saves on that funny tan that everybody gets if you're wearing your
farmer's tan.
The farmer's
yeah.
tan. That's the whole point is to obviously save your arms from the sun.
So you stay cool.
Because these are 99% UV, which is, it's better than sunscreen. It's better than most material out there. It's very hard to get a material that is that UV. Even rash guards for the water is not that high of UV content.
Can these get wet?
Yes, they can get wet. Yeah, if you wet them and put them on, they'll cool down your body temperature.
Very
so what's
good.
If it's really hot, like we were up at Saugerties a few weeks ago where it was like 100 degrees, you take a spray bottle and you spray them. And you just, as they dry, if you're hot again, you spray them again. And you just feel the, you know, it just makes the air a little bit more sensitive and cools off your body temperature.
Now, I assume they come in all kinds of good colors.
They come in blue, pink, white, and black.
Okay.
And next year, we're probably going to expand the color line. But at the moment, they're blue, pink, white, and black.
I like the blue ones. I haven't seen the pink. I'm sure I'd like the pink, too. But the
and you're
like
wearing the black,
baby.
I see.
I'm wearing
yeah.
the black.
And the black
yes.
was really cool.
Yes. Thanks. Yeah,
they really show off guns well.
I feel like she looks like a ninja.
Yeah, she does.
I feel like an NFL player in my
A very good-looking ninja, I'm going to add.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Well, this is great. Where can people find them?
Ridersleeves.com. We've also got them in some tax stores. So if they go to their local tax store, they can ask about them. But the website is pretty basic, Ridersleeves, just like it sounds, .com. And that's where they can find all the information about it. And we'll pretty soon have actually a list of tax stores you can get it, but you can also buy it online there.
Well, Jennifer, I know this is one of her picks of the show, and I don't think you're going to be going back with those sleeves because Jennifer's grabbing them right now. But that, it was definitely one of Jennifer's picks of the show. So
excellent. Thank you so much. We definitely appreciate you guys having us on the show. It's been a lot
of fun.
Well,
we'll be contacting you about doing your advertising for
yes,
you.
Yes, now that we've won. we're winners in all,
yes.
all arenas today.
Yes.
All
well,
arenas.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you very much.
Take
thank
care.
You.
Good job. One of my picks while we're getting the next guest in here for the Horse Husband product of, and I have to ask Jennifer what booth it was at. The Horse Husband product for this particular show was a hay net rack that is this metal rack that has a hay net attached to it. It's a square metal rack or oblong metal rack, and it mounts to the wall of the stall. And what it does is it folds up and it locks in the up position, so it opens the hay net. And because it's a metal ring around the top of the hay net, it makes it very easy for you to put the hay in. And then the metal part folds down against the wall and locks in place.
I saw this.
Isn't that great?
Oh, my God.
It's a horse husband dream.
Horse husband dream. This would put an end to hay in your bra.
Yeah.
That
true.
Is the bane of my existence,
true.
Filling my nets.
I
and
know.
Your wife. Very conveniently turned me on to nets.
Yeah, I know, but
ago.
They're pain to fill.
They are a pain to fill. I have all kinds of things rigged up in my barn, hooks and stuff, and garage pails.
I love
nets.
This. Put one in each stall. You just pop it out. You put the hay in. You pop it back, and you're done.
Yep.
It was great. I love that thing. It was at JT International, I think. Is
yeah,
where I
and
saw
it was low profile, so it's not like they're going to go and
no,
pop their eyes open.
No, it was
stuff.
Made to really sit and flush
any
against
blood
the wall.
Or flesh
no,
hanging off of it.
I loved it. I thought it was great. It's the horse husband pick of the show. And next up here, we have Caitlin, right? Yes, we have Caitlin.
Caitlin McConnell.
From Tipperary, who we met at this show and talked to a lot about a lot of different stuff. And, of course, Tipperary is known for helmets and vests and all different kinds of things. And I have to thank her because she gave us all some very cool sunglasses, which we're going to highlight in a different show. We were all wearing them. I wore them out yesterday. I loved them. So tell us, Caitlin, what we're talking about today.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for once again having me on the show. And today we're going to talk about some of our new colors that we have coming out this fall in our Sportage line.
Is that how you say it?
Sportage.
I've always said Sportage.
You can say Sportage, whatever works for you.
Dressage.
Yeah,
Sportage.
Right.
Sportage.
Tomato, tomato.
I like the Sportage, though.
Sportage.
But then again, I'm a
Makes it sound
fan,
fancier so. And expensive.
Well, if you're going to put the pink one on.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
It's Sportage.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
So,
we interrupted.
Oh, that's all right. So we actually just released a new white Sportage this summer, and that's going to be available in stores this week. So we've still got a couple of weeks left of hot weather, so be sure to pick that up. And the great thing about a white helmet is you're going to stay a lot cooler in the hotter temperatures. And so we're really excited about that. And we've also brought in a purple Sportage to go with its sister pink Sportage. And we've got a little special lady wearing the purple right now, and she looks so great in it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be posting pictures of Grace up on our Facebook page. She's got it's purple. Well, it's like a lavender purple.
Helena's
yes.
daughter purple. Grace is now modeling.
She's grooving on that.
Yes, she is.
Well, we have Tipperary's. We've been long Tipperary fans. And unfortunately, Grace's Sportage, she had a blue one, which we both loved, got run over by our John Deere. It was a sad day. It
just ran right out in front of the John Deere.
But yeah. You know, it's interesting because...
Was Grace in it at the time? I'm just curious. All right, just checking.
Thankfully, no. But you know, the first thing we said is, time you have a chance to get something new, you're like, well, what do I really want? Like, I got this Tipperary. My mom got it for me. She says it's good. Do I like it? Yes, I love it. But would I want something else? And you know what? We looked around a little bit, and boy, we came right back to the Tipperary's, especially for Grace, we both have small heads, and you got to get that right fit that's comfortable. And she's really particular.
And you know what? Jennifer wears them and has for years and years and years, partly because of
drop cap shell actually protects the cerebellum bone in the brain. So
that's where the back of the head.
Yes,
the
back of the head.
And a lot of them don't come down that far.
No, majority of helmets don't come down that far. So this helmet in particular protects the cerebellum bone, and that's where the majority of a concussion is received. And the also big signature feature on the Sportage is our ventilation and the rubberized visor. So if you're ever having a forward fall, hope you don't, but the rubberized visor actually collapses so the helmet visor won't shatter or go into your forehead.
That's excellent.
Or cut your nose off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cut your nose off. And, you know, we wear it bicycling, too. We wear our riding helmets when we go bicycling, but primarily because some of the bike helmets do not have that extra coverage down covering the cerebellum. But then, so it's comfort, it's coolness, obviously it's safety, and now you've got these great colors. So white helps keep you cooler because it's reflecting the light.
Yes.
What else? What other colors do we have?
We also have brought back the loved hunter green. So we had a big request last year for people that were saying, why did you stop making the hunter green? So we really listened to our customers, and we've brought back the hunter green, which we're super excited
about.
Which
I like. Hunter green's my favorite color, so I like it.
See, we just brought it back for you because we knew that you liked it.
I know. It'll look good with my breeches.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. I'm going over to the Fitz booth and telling you, I created a monster.
Tell us about the pink now, because you've got a special thing going on
We
there.
Do have a special thing. So we did launch the limited edition pink Aventer vest this spring to go with the pink Sportage. And we've actually partnered up with the hospital that assisted with discovering the BRCA1 gene for breast cancer, for familial breast cancer. So the hospital is Women's College Hospital Foundation, and we are going to be donating 5% of the proceeds for the pink helmet or the pink vest to the Women's College Breast Cancer Research Program. So in particular, the Breast Cancer Research Program was something that's near and dear to all of our hearts at the employees at Phoenix, and we wanted to create this to put this towards a good cause. So, yeah, so far it's doing really well. It runs from June 1st to October 31st. So,
does it come as a package?
You can purchase it as a package, okay. Yes, or you can purchase it individually.
And then Gracie looks really good in it.
She does. She does it looks. Look it's a really
she
nice
looks
compliment.
Like an inventor.
Yeah, yeah, nice compliment with the purple sportage.
How do you? How do you like the? How does the vest feel? Comfortable.
Comfortable.
Would you wear it when you ride? That.
Well, right there.
It doesn't get in the way of your arms. Well, she's one of those kids we had to buy special socks for because she couldn't deal with the seams in their toes and stuff like that. So finding, you know,
she's a lot like her mom that
fitting,
way is what it comes down to.
Who asked you?
You're picky that way.
So the fact that she likes it and feels comfortable. And, you know, there's this, yeah, I'll wear it, Mom. And then there's a, yes, I will wear this, Mom. And we just got the emphatic head nod, yes, I will wear this, Mom. That's a, and I tried on the vest yesterday as well. So, I think I want to get outfitted in this Tipperary stuff.
Yeah, we'll make sure we get you guys outfitted for sure.
Well, this is great. Where can people learn more?
You can go to our website, which is www.phoenixperformance.com/Tipperary. Or you can visit one of our various Tipperary dealers, which are all across North America.
Yeah, it's almost every store I go into.
Yeah. Are you guys you're on Facebook, too?
Yeah, we are on Facebook, facebook.com/Tipperary Equestrian.
We will find it.
Well, Caitlin, it's been a pleasure meeting you.
Well, thank you so much.
We'll talk again soon. We had a fun conversation yesterday that we'll hear on another show coming up here shortly about the sunglasses, which we all look really cool in.
Yeah,
you do.
We look like we know what we're doing.
I did wear them last night, and they are so they're most comfortable sunglasses I've worn.
Oh, that's great to hear, and I'm sure you looked like a rock star in them.
I did, because it wasn't even sunny and I was wearing it.
Do not feed it. Do you see the ego grow?
Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. Phoenix Performance. Well, Helena, let's get Sissy back here to end the show. We're running out of time, but we'll bring Sissy back and have her sit down, and we'll just chat here for a few minutes. So, Sissy, this was your this was your first Ada. What did you think overall?
Oh, my goodness. So fun.
I can come back in January, right?
Yeah.
We've had a lot of our listeners say, if only they were invited to public, but it really is closed to retailers only. And, you know, and a few of us press are allowed in. But it really is for retailers to buy in quantity. So if you came in, you'd have to buy 50 of everything. So
if you've ever wanted to open your own tax store, this is the place you're going to want to come. And it's great. And you know what? Everybody's so friendly and warm and happy to talk about their products. And there's some really, really quality stuff on the market. Like, you don't see a lot of junk anymore. Junk just doesn't fly.
I think the variety is something, you know, years ago, 10 years ago, we were saying there was a lull in the equestrian world, and there really wasn't a whole lot of new products coming out. It was after the Isers-Millers thing and, you know, went south, and we had a gap in the market, and it really was about 5 years worth that we weren't seeing the entrepreneurship that we're seeing today, the little guys coming out and really showing up and with new products. And we did not see that for a period of time.
There's so much new and exciting stuff here. I mean,
there's
really
new colors.
Neat stuff. Absolutely.
You see there's a relaxation in the schooling apparel as well. You know, obviously there are rules in the arena and out in the hunt field.
Of course.
Some of the things that we've seen, especially talk about the relaxation in the field and in the show ring, is the rat catchers that when they're all buttoned down and, you know, buttoned up, look like rat catchers.
Right.
But once you unbutton the top and you take the sleeves and roll them up, they have all different fun materials underneath. So
absolutely.
So when you're not in the ring, you can look cool.
You can look cool. And this is the whole basis of Chasing a Fox. Like, we're girls. Most of us.
We're girly girls.
And we're girly girls. And, you know, and we spend a lot of time in the saddle. And there's this part of, you know, the self-expression and this identity of being girls. And you hate to give that up because you're wearing your riding clothes for 23 out of 24 hours a day.
Well, you guys really happy to see that bling is leaving the Western world and coming to the English side, too. Bling is coming.
We do like sparkly things.
We do like
shiny
things. I'm saying that as she's wearing her earrings. Helena's got her sparkly earrings on.
Yes,
we do. Well, Sissy's wearing like a hunt cap. She's got her hunt ball cap on with her silver fox earrings.
Of course.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
And my dress.
And her dress. You gotta be ready for anything.
A dress and a ball cap. It always works. It always works. As long as you're looking like a lady.
Yes. You have to look like a lady. I don't always look like a lady. Like, for example, I got dressed to come here this morning, and Sissy's like, yeah, I think I want to put you in a dress. It's like, okay. So it's, you know.
I have not seen her in pants this entire weekend.
Well.
Yeah, you.
I wore them yesterday. Where were you?
You wore pants yesterday.
She had gorgeous pink pants.
Oh, that's right. Yes, 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 you did. That's right. I forgot.
And we do have a video of that ride.
Yeah, we posted it somewhere on Staple Scoop.
I'm hoping that I'm going to put it on Chasing a Fox, which is not looking.
Oh, good. I'll steal it.
At least that's my plan.
Fine. Share it.
That's my plan. At some point. Oh, that's fabulous.
Oh, Jen never lets me get away with anything. Let me tell you something. If there's one person who nudges me out of my comfort zone into a better world, it would be Jen. She's always done that. So if I have to share, I'll share.
That's true. That is true.
I just have to be prepared to have my riding critiqued.
You know what? As long as I'm going to post the one with the pad on.
Okay. We can post them both, before the pad and after the pad.
No, it looked just as good both times. It was fabulous. I couldn't see a difference.
It was fun, actually. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it was neat because they had a big video screen so you could see yourself riding.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jennifer didn't look at that. She wouldn't look. She's like, I don't want to see myself.
I did. It was good. I realized my hands weren't so bad.
You don't have any piano hands or anything.
No piano hands. Do you know why I don't have piano hands?
Because you yell at Grace all the time.
Because I worked for Jen.
Oh, okay.
Thumbs up. So you can hear in one of the videos, Grace's left hand sort of turned over, and I'm like, what's going on with that left hand?
It's all good.
Yeah. Well, let's give a thank you again to Hopper Expositions for bringing us out here to Ada every single time. Kent and Ginger over there are so nice to us, and they provide us with a great booth and you know, really make this experience worthwhile. It's hopperexpos.com. They're the ones that actually run the exposition here. It's put on by the American Equestrian Trade Association. Yes, and they thankfully stopped the jackhammer that was going on the roof right above our heads during the show. So if you heard that noise, that was a little disconcerting. And
The bomb-proofing clinic.
Never a dull moment.
They got that done. Live radio. And also, thank you to American Equestrian Trade Association. They are the ones that put this on, and they are the association in charge of running this entire show. I want to thank Helena for coming down from Rhode Island, and Sissy and Grace and Buck for being here. It's been fun having you guys this weekend.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's a good time. And then also, we will be back live on Horses in the Morning tomorrow morning. Jennifer and I will be doing the show tomorrow morning live from the studio in Ocala. And then Wednesday morning, we'll be back with the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia. And now, I'm going to say this, and I didn't say it to him on the air, but I'm going to put him on the spot. They put me on the spot. They got me to wear breeches. The Fitz ladies will donate a pair of breeches for the first winner on the wheel on Wednesday, and they don't even know that yet. So, I'm announcing that nice on the air. What are they going to do? Say no now, right? You know, so we're going to get a pair of Fitz breeches. Hey, they made me wear a pair of breeches for the first time in my life. I'm calling them out.
And they're ladies' breeches to be.
Yeah, right.
And they're a size too big. They want to size them down.
Yes.
Oh, they really want to see what he's got under the hood.
So I am donating a pair of breeches from Fitz, and we'll let them know before we leave today that they're going to give those up. So we'll be doing that on Wednesday as well. So that'll be for the first winner of the wheel. So you're definitely going to want to call to win, because who doesn't want a pair of Fitz breeches? Apparently, if I look good in them, anybody's going to look good in them, right? I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. And then we have our normal week. Jamie will be back on Wednesday and Friday as well. And I'm sure she'll be very excited to get her little It's a Boys jump.
Oh, that's
so
super.
We'll send
that is
that
adorable.
We'll send that out to her. Anything else? Did we miss anything?
No.
Jennifer, did we miss anything, Miss Producer?
Get professional help.
Get professional help. That's right.
Get us out of the King of Prussia triangle that we've been stuck in.
Yeah, traffic here is interesting in Philadelphia.
Lots of things are interesting. This Bermuda Triangle's got nothing on the King of Prussia triangle. And just really, thank you to everybody who's come on. Thank you to the sponsors. And check out all the shows on the Horse Radio Network. We've got a lot of new shows coming. Chasing a Fox is one of them. Obviously, we'll be airing Stable Scoop as well. So we're going to get a lot of product picks on Stable Scoop. And if you want to find out what's new in the fox hunting world, definitely chasingafox.com.
And speaking of Stable Scoop, we recorded a bunch of Tack and Habit segments that are going to be coming up in future shows here. So you'll be hearing a lot more product stuff at the end of every Stable Scoop like we've been doing for a long time. So that's all coming up on the Horse Radio Network. Well, everybody, have a terrific day. Be safe. Wear your helmets. And we're out of here, headed home this afternoon to Ocala to see my pony. I miss my pony.
Aww.
Tally ho.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.